Students in Phoebe Zerwick's freshman writing class watch video of a public hearing. They observe as one by one, victims of North Carolina's eugenics program testify to a crowded room.
I was sterilized at the age of 14. The reasons why the state of North Carolina gave is because I was couldn't get along well with others in school. I was feeble-minded. I was promiscuous. And all those nice things.
For some in Zerwick's class, this is their first introduction to the concept of eugenics, let alone to North Carolina's startling participation in a formal sterilization program that only ended in 1974. Over the course of the state-run program, approximately 7,600 individuals were sterilized. Eugenics sought to eliminate undesirable genetic strains in the human population. Traits such as feeble-mindedness, promiscuity, and criminality were thought to be inherited. They could therefore be eliminated by sterilizing individuals displaying these characteristics. The 2011 public hearing that Zerwick students watched was part of the proceedings of a five-person task force. The group was established by then-Governor Beverly Perdue to research and suggest compensation for those sterilized by the state. Zerwick herself served as the journalist representative on the committee. She explains how the job of this task force might have differed from that of another state addressing victims.
I think North Carolina's unique movement in continuing with its program after World War II, what it means is that we still have many living victims in this state. As far as I know, there wouldn't be as many living victims in other states. That certainly shaped what we were doing because we had potentially 2,000, 2,500 living victims to think about. So we came up with a recommended package of compensation that included financial compensation. We recommended $50,000, a package of mental health services. And then we also thought it was really important that the foundation continue with its work. And we also thought it was important for the state to continue with its education campaign and expand that.
The package put forth by the task force passed in the North Carolina House of Representatives, but was then defeated in the state Senate. While measures for compensation have been halted, this week's eugenics conference addresses the last suggestion Zerwick mentioned, education. Yana Klein is a junior at Wake Forest and a pre-med student. Discussion of the Scarred for Life conference was her first exposure to eugenics.
I didn't even really understand what eugenics was. I was really shocked to figure out and understand that this was a huge problem in North Carolina. This was a huge problem across our country. And I really hope that the same reaction comes from other students because so little is known about it, I feel like, or we're just not really accounting for historical events.
On Friday, the conference moves beyond North Carolina to discuss eugenics in the United States and abroad. Angela Kotze is a Fulbright scholar currently teaching at Wake Forest.
When I was working in the European Roma Rights Center, which is an international human rights organization, and at the beginning of 2000, we just recognized that there are some cases where Romani women has been sterilized without informed consent.
Kotze agrees that a continuing dialogue is important.
The good thing is that we already start to discuss about it in an academic community as well. I think it's very important that the people will come from the medical school, from the law school, people who study social science as well. It's pretty much an interdisciplinary issue, and maybe in some of the school, it was a taboo, but now I have a feeling that we try to reveal the taboo and we start to talk about it.
The Scarred for Life program begins this evening in Annenberg Auditorium of Carswell Hall on the Wake Forest campus. There will be a screening of the documentary Wicked Silence, followed by a moderated discussion with journalist Kevin Bigos, professor of history Simone Karen, and former director of the North Carolina Justice for Sterilization Victims Foundation, Charmaine Fuller Cooper. The program continues tomorrow at 2 p.m. with a keynote speech by Yale professor of history Dan Kevlis. For more information on the eugenics conference, visit wfdd.org. Bethany Chafin, WFDD News.